We'll bring in Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. Good morning, Dash. How are you?
Hey, good morning, David.
Spring football practice cranking up this week for George. I know a lot of folks are excited about that.
It starts up tomorrow. I know folks trying to get over all the other sports sadness that's been going on, so hopefully this will put people in a brighter mood.
Well, I know. What does it feel like to you? Is it, you know, with the situation with just kind of, is, you know, the old adage about it's not always as bad as it seems, not always as good as it seems. Feel like that's the case here, or do you feel like there's a lot of justifiable grumpiness?
I can understand why people are grumpy. I really can, especially, you know, in basketball, you know, when they look around and they see South Carolina now, what, a match to the Sweet 16. You see every, you know, baseball team in the SEC, what, above 500 except Georgia. Georgia gets beat 22-9 and, you know, scored like that. There's just a lot of unhappy campers right now. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, to really sit here and say they shouldn't be feeling that way.
Well, I mean, so where does it stop, start? You know, what do you think is going on with all of this?
I'm not sure. I know fans want to see people fired. I mean, that's just all they want. They want people. They want change made. They want the administration to show that they care about winning. You know, again, I'm not saying that's my thoughts exactly. I don't think, you know, I do think the administration does want to win. It's just maybe the extent of which is what people are questioning right now. So I don't really other than changes being made is ultimately going to make anybody happy. Least people I deal with anyhow.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
Now, I think one thing with when you see schools like yours and schools that are in the same conference, same area as you getting into a Sweet 16 or into deep into tournaments like this, like South Carolina's done, it obviously makes you kind of reflect in on yourself and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that Georgia has, you know, been more successful at over the years, I think, than South Carolina until Frank Martin got there is, you know, with Coach Fox, Georgia has done really well with some of the win totals. And now that South Carolina's done that, it's not just about winning, but it's about winning the games that are the big high-profile ones. So it seems like that's what's next in terms of what Georgia needs to start doing.
It is. You know, going back to football, Coach Rick, which that's ultimately what got him fired from his job. And you're right about Coach Fox. I mean, they have had the three straight 20-win season, but they have only been to NCAA, what, twice? They've yet to win NCAA games. Man, here, that's, again, what people point to that. I mean, people won't see the programs take the next step. And they think that the administration is taking a mediocre approach to things. And again, I don't think that's necessarily the case, but that's how fans are thinking right now. Fans are very upset with the coach, very upset with Greg McGarrity. Again, people that I talk to on a daily basis, there's a threat, there's several threats. And I pulled right now, people are just irate about with the way things have been going on. And again, it's hard to tell them to calm down when when other schools around them are doing a lot better. Very comparable schools are having great seasons.
Well, you know, I was talking about South Carolina earlier this morning too, as an example of how things, you know, for them the last year or two just seemed like they weren't going anywhere, and they bring Muschamp in, and that felt like they had settled to get him. And although I think their fans now, after the year they had, they feel pretty good about that. Frank Martin had a couple of rough years, and now he's got them in the Sweet 16, and baseball had fallen off a little bit from where they had wanted to be, and now they've bounced back. I mean, is that, you know, has that put all these other schools around them on notice? Is that what that's done?
I think in the minds of fans, I think it does. I mean, South Carolina's baseball program has been great for years, and really, there's, you know, I honestly can't think of a reason why Georgia shouldn't be in that same level. I mean, I think Coach Rick is trying his best right now, we talked about this kind of class. I think the class he can pass a freshman is as good as I've seen this program have in years, but again, they're just not getting it done. The same, again, going back to basketball, I mean, people, you know, see all these schools around Georgia having success, and there's no reason South Carolina's basketball program should be that far ahead of Georgia's right now. And just based on the success they're having right now, I think you have to say that's the case.
Do you feel like there's something going on behind the scenes with Coach Fox?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough on that to speculate, and I hate to do that, but you just one has to wonder though if something were to come open, if Georgia, you know, wouldn't say fine, go ahead and take something else, and we'll go a different route. But again, just based on what Greg McGarry said, that's not going to happen as far as Georgia's concerned. I mean, they're not going to do anything to hasten the process. But again, if something were to come up, I think Coach Fox would look at it. Again, just my opinion, but right now I haven't heard that's going to be the case.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
I want to switch things up to football and the quarterback situation in Georgia is obviously going to be interesting. And with Bryce Ramsey transferring out now, does that definitely put more of a premium on the position going forward? That seems like an obvious answer that would be yes. But with Jake Fromm and Jacob Eason kind of gunning it out here in the spring, obviously Eason has a leg up being the starter. But what do you see the rest of the kind of, with the walk-ons and stuff like that? Georgia's in a definitely precarious position at quarterback.
Yeah, it is, especially if somebody gets hurt. I think that's the biggest thing, because Bryce wants to play anyway. We'll be honest about that. But if something now were to happen to Jacob or Jake, then you really find yourself in a precarious situation with the quarterback. So, again, one thing we'll do, both these guys now will get pretty much all the reps, which is what both need. So we'll see what happens in this battle. I'm looking forward to see how this thing unfolds. Because, again, Jake Fromm, what we understand what Kirby has said is, he's really done a good job, in the winter camp of really pushing Jake, trying to get him to improve upon his game. And so that's again, that's something like that is only good for Georgia if both guys are doing what they're supposed to do.
Do you think it would ultimately be a situation where Fromm wouldn't play at all this year if they? I mean, I know there's already you got Easton would be a sophomore and Fromm would be a freshman. I mean, do you anticipate him playing this year?
It's hard to me to see that Jacob takes every single snap. I mean, but I think in a perfect world, you would try to redshirt and get that year of separation. You know, especially unsure about what's coming after Jake right now, having signed another quarterback. So we'll see. I think they'll play it by ear by now. I think they'll try maybe push as long as they can to not have to play Jake. But I don't see him making through a 12-game season without him having to go in at some point in time.
I know on your preseason depth chart. Now, this was from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
What you're seeing still going to be the same? Wynn, Sims, Galliard, Kinley, and Bynum on the first team?
I haven't checked like in the last week. The last time we talked with some folks, this is what we'll start out on day one. Again, that's not the mean what it's going to look like here. And even 2 days into camp, but right now, at least that's what we were told a week ago. That's how it's going to look. But again, we'll see, because things always change right before spring camp gets cranked up.
And do you think Ben Cleveland's going to end up playing guard?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I've been pretty good about that now for the past year since we saw Ben get a little look at tackle very briefly last year during practice. It just didn't work out. I just think it's probably a situation with him. Just again, based on what people have told us, that he's destined to play on the inside, which, again, isn't a bad thing.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
Dash, we heard recently, Coach Smart talking about Trenton Thompson saying that, he hopes he's back in summer and can get back to practicing in summer. Is there any updates on kind of his condition right now?
Yeah, not since what he said, told us during pro day the other day that he is making progress and he hopes to be back in summertime. I would anticipate he will be back. Again, just based on things I've heard. But we'll see. At least it's good that Trent seemed to be doing better, and as Coach Smart said, he has started gaining some weight back. Had that the shoulder surgery to kind of put him on the shelf. That was before his other issue cropped up. So maybe hopefully he's getting himself squared away, because Georgia obviously definitely needs him next fall.
Dash, I know you wrote a story about something that Coach Smart had said about Chubb and Michelle playing together, not as cut and dried as you'd think. So what was going on with that?
Well, Coach Smart, people ask me all the time, why don't you play Nick Chubb and Sonny Michelle in the backfield at the same time? And then Coach Smart said, as a defense coordinator, he would love other teams to play that, because it means the other guy's not going to be touching the ball. He said, when there's one back, it's just a one back. You don't know what exactly what way what the offense is going to try to do with a run pass option. But with two guys, you know, only got to worry about one, because the other guy's all he's going to be doing is blocking. According to him, makes the defensive job a lot easier.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a – I kind of scratched my head when I heard that at first, but that's he was very, very adamant about that. He thinks they get more done with a one-back set than a two-back set. Although, again, he did go back and say that we probably would have some kind of a package where both of them are all on the field at the same time. Maybe, you know, split stone, yeah, because, again, we have seen the job he does catching the football. But as far as something you'll see on a regular basis, that's apparently not going to be the case.
Well, the Dogs have their first practice. You said that's tomorrow, right, is their first
tomorrow's
practice?
Tomorrow's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So 15 of those before G-Day, which is April 22nd.
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday format leading up till then. So they're going to spread things out, give the guys a day to recover each one, and hopefully get more out of them, by doing it that way.
I just wanted to get back to that two-back question real quick, just because it's one where I think Georgia might be of the mindset, at least with the current offensive staff and everything, that, you know, you don't need to always throw out bells and whistles and everything. Just execute what you do and do it well, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and that's when people, criticize, Jim Chaney. He deserved criticism last year, no question about that, but I think, the team, I know fans hate to hear this, but the teams would just execute the plays they're supposed to. It's going to make the coordinator look a lot better, and I think we have a better play by the offensive line. The receivers are playing a little more physical, and the running backs are doing what they do. I think you see Georgia's offense, I think, take a step forward. Quarterbacks as well, Jacob Eason, I think you'll see him make a big stride from last year, because both times these kids make, the biggest jumps come between a freshman and a sophomore year. So I think Georgia has a lot to look forward to as far as offense goes, and seeing some improvements for next fall.
All right, Dash, we appreciate it. Great stuff as always. We'll have football practice stuff to talk about next Monday. So looking forward to that. Thanks so much.
We'll do it. Yes, sir.
All right. Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.